The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good Sunday morning. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hottest sports variety program. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with my man, Mike Wilson. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion for Mike. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. And then you can always check out that website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, good morning, man. How are you, buddy?
Good, good. Just, trying to survive on a Sunday. It's nice. You know, it's gorgeous down here in Phoenix. So, you know, I got nothing to complain about.
No, I'm with you, man. And obviously a great Saturday in the world of sports as we had all those championship games and college football. And to be honest with you, man, there was only about one game that really lived up to any hype at all. And that was the Big Ten championship game with Wisconsin and Ohio State. That was the only real close game, to be honest with you. We're going to get into all the games. We're going to talk about a ton of things here on the program today. So get at us. Like I said, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online. We want your thoughts. We want your opinions. It's all about interacting with us, so let's get at it. It's Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with my man, Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. And let my feelings go. And that I'd be yours before the night is through. Yeah! One night love affair. Try to make like we don't care. We were both reaching out for something.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Everybody, welcome back. I am Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson. You're listening to Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with my man Mike Wilson. Get at us 1-800-878-7529. Get at us that way. Get at us a different way. You can get at us on Twitter. He's Pigskin Opinion. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online for me. And obviously check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, right now we're going to do something that's going to be kind of cool, to be honest with you. We're going to talk to Coach Butch Estes from Barry University out there in Miami to talk to him a little bit about his program. Butch, good morning, my friend. How are you, Coach? It's Andy Dorf and Mike Wilson. Good morning. How are you?
Andy, Mike, how are you guys?
Can't complain. You know, we're talking sports. We're getting our fix on here on a Sunday. We're going to talk a lot of NFL. We're going to talk a lot of college, obviously, with the Big Ten and all the other championship games that took place on Saturday. But I do want to get into what you do, man. You're the head coach over there at Barry University, Division II program that probably a lot of people don't know enough about, to be honest with you. So, Butch, tell us a little bit about your program and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, Andy, Mike, I appreciate the opportunity. Yes, we're a Catholic university in pretty much the Miami area. We're actually located in Miami Shores, which is a suburb just north of the city. It's a school that started with the Dominican Sisters back in 1940, and at that time was an all women's college, but eventually became co-ed and started sports about 30 years ago. And I am now starting, and we are starting our fifth year here. And, it's been a real joy ride for us. We were able to have some success pretty early in our first year. We had had some struggles. They had been consistently competitive, but not at the top of the league prior to our arrival. But we were able to get into the NCAA tournament our first year, and fortunately have been able to ride now four straight years of getting NCAA bids. And the last 2 years, we've won the conference championship. Our conference is a Sunshine State Conference, a Division II conference made up predominantly of schools in the state of Florida, and it's considered one of the strongest NCAA Division II basketball conferences in the country. So we're very fortunate and have a good program. We're 5-1 at the moment. We were ranked as high as number 5 in the country. We have one loss to Bellarmine out of Louisville a little bit earlier, about a third game, and so we're now, like, I think number 11 in the country nationally. But it's been a lot of fun. I'm a North Carolina graduate. Have been a Division I head coach at Furman. I was an assistant at the University of Miami for a while, and kind of coached all different levels throughout. But fell in love with South Florida a few years ago, and have been here ever since. And so enjoying my time at Barry University.
No, it's a beautiful place to be honest with you. That's the voice of Coach Butch Estes, coach at Barry University, joining us here on the program today. And, you know, I want to talk to you a little bit about the success that some of those Division II schools have been having recently. Is the gap getting a little closer between you guys, the Division II schools, and those Division I schools that we see?
Well, as you allude to, and certainly listeners may not be aware, but we beat Auburn this year, and that was kind of a, you know, when you go into a Power 5 conference at their place and you beat them, you get a little bit of recognition. And I know Chaminade had a big victory early in the year, and I think there are a couple other Division II schools that have gone into Division I arenas and won. And, you know, it's an interesting question. I think it has. I think there's a couple of factors going on. I think number one, we're allowed to take transfers from Division I, and they do not have to sit out. So that's kind of our appeal to them, you know, because when a young man decides to sit out, that's quite a decision. A whole, you know, 12 months of not playing basketball is tough on anybody if you love it. And so we appeal to them, you know, chance to play right away. Pardon me, a chance to come to Miami, a chance to come into a winning program, and then finally a chance to get that Catholic education, which is so well thought of. And so that's sort of our appeal. I think that's one thing that's happening with Division II schools, allowing us to get a little bit more competitive. And then I think, Andy, I think that the way the game is changing, you know, if you really look at Division II, I think the first thing you would notice is you sometimes don't have quite as good athletes as they do in Division I, but you have highly skilled players, in some cases high IQs. And so we try to take advantage of that. We can really shoot the ball. I think a lot of Division IIs can. And we try to utilize defensive schemes to make up for what might be perceived as our defensive efficiencies in terms of athleticism. So I think in the value of a three-point shot in the way the game has eluded or evolved here in the last, say, 10 years, really favors our level a little bit in terms of being competitive.
That's the voice of Coach Butch Estes from Berry University joining me here on the program today. And, you know, it's interesting that you brought that up because, in all honesty, I know a young man that was playing D1 at Pepperdine a year ago and decided to go play D2 at a small school out there in California, another Catholic school. I'm not exactly sure. I can't remember the name of it right now, to be honest with you, right, Coach. But I know that he went to play D2, and he was able to go right into the, you know, playing, like you said, did not have to sit out. So I think that that's a huge bonus for kids that are playing D1. That obviously can't make it at the D1 level. They have that opportunity and they have that option to go play D2 and not have to sit out that next year. I think that that's huge, Coach.
Huge. And we have a great selling point here. We have a young man named Unio Barreta, who originally is from Miami. He signed at East Tennessee State. He averaged 1 point as a freshman, came to us as a sophomore, and I'll make a very long story short, became a first-team All-American, and now is playing in France for over $100,000 a year. So, you know, it not only was a great decision educationally, but financially it was a great decision for him too, because his growth as a player and his motivation was better here because he was playing, he was happy, he was just, things were much better for him. And I think it's sad too, as we really, really work the high school level, you know, we would love to recruit nothing but freshmen, but unfortunately, in our case, and I think it's really true nationally, there's so much social pressure and prestige and peer pressure for these young people to go Division I. You know, it's hard to go back to your neighborhood and say, well, I signed at a Division II school. Yeah, you know, it's not accepted in the neighborhood, so to speak. And so, you know, these kids will often sign at some remote Division I program where they don't have a chance to win, in lieu of maybe going to a Division II program where they could compete for a national championship, just because of the social and peer pressure and all that. And it leads to a lot of mistakes by young people, but not that they mean to do it, but it's just sort of what society's projected them into.
Yeah, totally. That's the voice of Butch Estes, head coach basketball at the Berry University in Miami, Division II, in case you're wondering. Hey, I've never heard of Berry University. Well, because they're Division II, they're top 15 in the country right now, and we're trying to get the word out a little bit about them. And by the way, just want to let you know this, Coach. I do know Bruce Pearl pretty well from back in the day. I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so I know him from the UWM days real well. I've talked to Coach Pearl before on the air. He's always a wealth of knowledge, to be honest with you. But yeah, how special was that, to be honest with you, for you guys to beat Auburn and to beat a guy like Bruce Pearl?
Well, a lot of respect for Auburn and Coach Pearl and his staff, especially all the things they've gone through and how they're handling it. And I've got to, I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge that they're really off to a great start. I think the last I heard they were 4-1. Perhaps they played last night, and I'm not aware of their score, but they've gotten off to a great start without two of their best players. And Coach Pearl was just tremendous to us post-game in terms of being complimentary and brought up the fact that, you know, the trend today is that the higher D2s can play with the lower D1s. And it was special for us. We did not expect to go there and win the basketball game. We went there for guaranteed money and exposure
sure.
experience. But it was one of those nights where, you know, we shot the three well and we were able to do enough defensively to get them a little bit out of sync. And it happened, and you know it does. But as I told the reporters that night, it was a preseason game, and we were all still trying to find our way. So you can't read too much into it. But still, very special for us here at Barry University to go in. We've been creeping up. We had played Louisville and Miami 2 years ago to very competitive games, but lost. And last year we played the University of Miami, which was top ranked, and we were very, very competitive. It got down to about a 3 or 4 point game in the last 2 minutes, but we lost. But so it was, I guess it's been sort of coming, but we were glad to finally get one.
Hey, that's pretty cool stuff. Hey, Coach, I'm going to let you out of the gate with this one. Last year, you guys went to the Elite Eight. You also had the Dark Horse Dunker in the ESPN that year. Talk a little bit about those two moments, and then I'll let you rock and roll.
Well, I appreciate it so much. Yeah, you know, basketball players are basketball players, regardless if they play Division I, II, III, NAIA, junior college. And when you get to go to a national tournament and you're greeted by, you know, a host of people and parties and the elevators have, you know, stickers on them, welcome to the finals, you know, it's quite an experience, once-in-a-lifetime experience, whether you win or lose. And it was truly great for us. Our university had never experienced anything like that, and yet it gave us tremendous momentum and confidence to continue to for our program, hopefully, to stay at that level of play. You know, we're able now to really appeal to kids because we're winning. So, you know, those championships, whether state championships, junior college championships, NAIA, Division II, III, I, whatever, it's special to all these young men. And what a great time of year. March Madness has to be, you know, I'm a big sports fan like you guys are, but March Madness has to be the best.
It does. Hey, thank you so much for joining me today. And I want to catch up with you down the road throughout the season, if you don't mind.
Well, I will look forward to following you guys as well. And, Mike, thank you guys so much for the time.
Yeah, we appreciate it. No problem. That's the voice of Coach Butch Estes, Barry University, head basketball coach. Man, Mike, I'm sorry I didn't let you much in on the conversation, but
it's okay.
The truth is that was just a really cool experience talking to Coach Butch Estes from Barry University. And, again, they need that exposure, man. Division II school, very good, tops in the country, top 15 right now. Like he said, earlier in the season, we're top 5. So, and they beat Auburn, man, and Bruce Pearl. I know that guy pretty well. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back. We're going to get into what happened on the football field from Saturday's action. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, people. Welcome back. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Thoughts and opinions encouraged, absolutely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter. He is Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, so let's just kind of think about the week that we have had so far, Mike, and you want to put things in perspective. It's been a wild one, man. Yeah, it's been a completely wild week. You know, Arizona State University fires Todd Graham. Herm Edwards going to be the guy. I believe you reported yesterday that there's going to be a press conference on Monday here in Arizona to bring Herm Edwards on board. You have some of the dominoes starting to fall throughout college football with other people being fired and hired other places. You also had the conference championship games taking place on Saturday. None of the games were really any good except for the Big Ten championship game itself, Ohio State, Wisconsin. Unfortunately, my Badgers do not win. Ohio State gets it done. And to be honest with you, Mike, the difference to me in that football game, just too much athleticism, too many big plays from Ohio State. In the other games, pretty lopsided, to be honest with you, bro. It's just one of those weird days where we did not get the type of football that we thought we were going to get. So how disappointing was Championship Saturday to you, Mike?
You know, it was very anticlimactic. You know, I started off, you know, you watch the Oklahoma TCU game and I expected a little bit more of a fight out of TCU. I didn't exactly expect them to win, but I expected more of a fight. Baker Mayfield showed why he is the leader in the kind of in the clubhouse with the Heisman yesterday. They got speed. They got an offensive line that is legit. And Wisconsin just disappointed big time.
All right. I didn't realize we still had a caller, and I apologize to Seth, who's been on hold with us. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We do want thoughts. We do want opinions. I just didn't know if we still had them because we were speaking to Coach Butch Estes from Barry University, who, by the way, I want to thank for doing that with us. Really appreciate his time. And obviously, thoughts and opinions are what we're all about. So, Seth, come on. It is Dorf on Sports. We want your thoughts. We want your opinions. You got Mike Wilson. You got Andy Dorf. It is Dorf on Sports, like I said, the weekend edition. What's on your mind today, Seth?
Hey, how have you guys been?
We're good, man. What's going on, brother?
All right.
Yeah, we're good. What's up?
Yeah, I was impressed with Wisconsin last night. I think you guys alluded to this. At least you did, Dorf, that the one game yesterday that nobody expected to really be a game, Wisconsin-Ohio State, that was the one really good game yesterday. And you know, like you, I was pulling for Wisconsin. I don't know why. I don't have any affiliation with the Badgers, but they've always been a school that I've liked. So it was good to see them really, you know, put up kind of a David versus Goliath type of fight against the Buckeyes last night.
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is I just felt like, you know, the speed of Ohio State was obviously the difference. You know, they made some adjustments at halftime, the Badgers did, but truth be told, they just couldn't stop those big plays. And, you know, they outscore them 11-6 in the second half, Mike and Seth, and ultimately just not enough because the big playmaking ability of JT Barrett and some of those other guys, Mike, on that Ohio State team just ultimately did the Badgers in. And Hornibrook, I'm sorry, but, you know, the pressure was put on this guy to come up and make plays.
Yeah.
He couldn't do that, could he, Mike?
He just couldn't make plays, and he seemed like he was constantly under pressure last night. I mean, the athleticism that the Buckeyes have is really second to none in the country. It just really is. I mean, speed kills. I mean, you saw it on deep plays, big plays. It just seemed like the Buckeye players were just running away from the Badgers. So, you know, Seth, you know, I know that you're a big college football guy. What's your thought ultimately with that Ohio State game?
To me, it was one in the trenches for Ohio State. It's kind of what you said. I think that I'm not as down on Hornibrook maybe as you guys are. But I think if you give Hornibrook time, he's able to manage that game a little bit better. I think also what stuck out to me was really outside of Fumagalli, they didn't have that kind of secondary threat in the receiving game like they've had in the past with Jazz Peavy, I think his name was, in the past. So, you know, not giving Hornibrook time and not having those second and tertiary weapons to go to really, really did them in at the end.
Well, I also would think, you know, the lack of Jonathan Taylor, too. I mean, he was so good for them all season long.
Mm-hmm.
15 carries, yeah. 41 yards. Davis, another guy that was pretty strong for them throughout the season. I think you're talking about Ramesh, the other guy that you were talking about. And Fumagalli, obviously, a big target for him. But just not enough big plays. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, Wisconsin puts up 21 points. Hornibrook has two interceptions, no touchdowns. I'm sorry, but to me, the difference was the ability of JT Barrett to make plays and the lack of the ability of Alex Hornibrook to go out and make plays, Mike and Seth, whoever wants to take it first.
Yeah, go ahead, Seth. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, what it all comes down to is, you know, your star players for whoever your team is, you know, on the biggest stage, star players have to make star plays. And Ohio State has more star players. They made more of those star-like plays than Wisconsin did.
Okay,
yeah,
so,
no.
Seth, just let me ask you this. Is it Alabama or Ohio State that gets in to the tournament now, in your humble opinion?
You know, I've gone back and forth on this in my mind since last night, and I think, unfortunately, it's Alabama that sneaks in because people didn't have a real high opinion of Wisconsin going into that game yesterday. It was all,
yes.
They're undefeated, yeah, but they haven't played anybody. And for Ohio State to go out and win 27-21 and not really put it to them, I think that the perception that is going to create is that Ohio State isn't head and shoulders above Wisconsin, and they are going to kind of fall into that Penn State effect from last year, where the Big Ten champion is going to be left out and Alabama is going to be snuck into it.
Well, and they set the precedence for this, right? The committee. Yeah. So they've sort of backed themselves into this decision, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the controversy that this is potentially going to create, and we've kind of been inching closer and closer to all along, is, you know, stuff like this is going to ultimately expand the playoff, for better or for worse, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
If it doesn't,
I would absolutely agree.
If it doesn't happen next year, how quickly will it happen, in your humble opinion, Seth?
I don't know the details on this, but I'm still going to throw it out there. I think when the TV rights to the playoff picture are renegotiated, I think it probably happens at that point. You know, let the existing contract and agreement run out, and then, you know, once it comes up for renegotiation, it'll completely change the landscape of it.
Yeah.
Hey, Seth, we appreciate the phone call. Tell people how they can find you on Twitter, my man.
I'm actually no longer on Twitter, but you can find me on Facebook. You can find me over at campuspressbox.com. And if you want, you can always email me at seth.aaronbloom@campuspressbox.com.
All righty, my man. We appreciate it, Seth. Have a great day, brother.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Good talking
to
Seth Marenbloom right there. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to be right back. Keep talking about this. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody.
Sports fans, for the best sports gifts, there's only one place to go, SteinerSports.com. With hundreds of daily doorbusters, some up to 90% off, Steiner Sports has you covered for all your sports gift needs. Steiner Sports is the leader in authentic hand-signed collectibles and official collectibles company of the biggest names in sports like Steph Curry, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Jeter, Odell Beckham Jr., Gary Sanchez, and more. Go now to SteinerSports.com to get that unforgettable gift at a Black Friday price. This holiday season, score big at SteinerSports.com.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
second and four. Ohio State of the Michigan 25. Dwayne Haskins in the shotgun. He's got Weber in the backfield with him. Mike Weber gets the give. Weber moving laterally to the right side, to the 20, to the 15, to the Michigan 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Mike Weber on a 25-yard touchdown run, throwing six more up on the board for Ohio State, who leads it 30-20.
This is Dorf on Sports.
And I
all righty, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson.
To do it. I'd certainly like to see this team get the opportunity to do it.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Get at us, 1-800-878. And those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion, or Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online. And always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike, so I'm going to run through all of the scores from the championship weekend of all the college football games. And it started on Friday night with the Pac-12. Stanford and USC. It was a little Pac-12 after dark on Friday night. And that was an interesting game because I think Stanford blew it, to be honest with you, more so than USC won it. And what I mean by that is the late decision to go for it on fourth down when they're on the one-yard line of USC. They don't get it, obviously, turning the ball over to USC. USC makes a big play. We know the rest is history. They wind up scoring a touchdown. Stanford does get a late touchdown to make it close. But ultimately, I think that that play may have done them in. The final score is 31-28. Clemson just absolutely manhandles Miami, 38-3. That game was over probably after the first quarter, but ultimately definitely over after the third quarter when it was 38-0. Final score is 38-3. Georgia wins 28-7 in what was a close game for most of it, and then they absolutely broke it away in the fourth quarter. TCU gets slaughtered by Oklahoma, and that pretty much took place in the third quarter. Nothing happens in the fourth quarter there. 41-17 is the final. Like I said, the most entertaining game, in my opinion, was Ohio State, who wins 27-21 over Wisconsin. And then the track meet of UCF and Memphis, which was fantastic in its own right, 62-55. And then the other game in the Mountain West championship game, which was Boise State getting that done over Fresno State, 17-14. My point here, Mike, is that there were some close games, and there was one game that was an absolute track meet. What game do you prefer? Do you prefer to see that tight defensive ball game, or do you prefer to see that offensive juggernaut that we got with Memphis and UCF?
If there was a choice C where I could go a little bit of both, you know, where you have a 20, you know, like a like the Pac-12 championship, like it's 31-28 or 28-25 or, you know, something like that. I prefer that kind of stuff. I don't really like the track meet at all, simply because it's just, there's no defense, and it gets kind of boring to watch. Cause you know, if you're a football fan, if you're a true football fan to me, you like to see teams make stops and the ability for them to make stops. And when it's like that UCF game, yeah, it's fun to watch, but you like to see defense show its head every once in a while to make it a better ball game.
I think they both have their time and their place. And I think that, you know, UCF and Memphis, if they're going to go and play the likes of a team like a Georgia or an Auburn or an Alabama or an Ohio State, they're not going to be making those kinds of plays against them because they have the type of athleticism to match up with those guys.
Exactly.
And probably even superior to those guys. So they're going to shut them down quite often. So I think it's just a matter of the type of skill that you have on the football field. And that's the type of game that you get. So I think they're both exciting in their own right. But truth be told, I probably would go with the Plan C like you if I could. However, I would prefer watching the type of game with Ohio State, Wisconsin. That to me is a much better type of football game than the track meet. Now I want to ask you about this. All these coaches getting these job opportunities during the year while they're still coaching games, how does that rub you? Like, should these guys finish out the job before they start talking about other jobs, i.e. like a Scott Frost who's coaching UCF yesterday, and then during the game there's announcements about him going back to his roots in Nebraska, and then obviously it becomes official yesterday throughout that ball game. Like, how does that strike you? Do you like that, yes or no?
No, I didn't really like it because you want, as a coach, if that's going to happen, if you're going to make a change and you're going to go somewhere else, you want the ability to be able to tell your players, you know, without the announcement already being out there. But as far as, you know, the season's not being done, you know, it's not over and all that. I mean, I get it. But, you know, the new norm is you got to get your guy now. You have the new signing period in college football where if you don't have a coach in place by at least December, you know, 15th or whatever it is, you're behind in recruiting. So I know that it rubs a lot of people wrong. It rubs me a little bit wrong. I know it rubs you wrong. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, if you want your guy, you just have to go get him. And the perception of it is, you know, perception be damned in this case. And when you're talking about college football coaching.
All right. So now I'm going to throw it to you in a different way. Do you respect a guy like Todd Graham who gets fired from the job and says, you know what, I'm going to finish the job here and I'm going to coach that bowl game? Does that help you to gain respect for a guy like that? Or does that help you lose respect for a guy like that? Because truth be told, they got rid of you. So why would you want to go and finish the job for somebody that no longer believes in you and your philosophy? So does that help you to gain respect for a guy like Coach Todd Graham, or does that help you to lose respect for a guy like Coach Todd Graham?
It helps with gaining respect. I mean, you're in coaching, you've coached kids before, Andy, and I've coached kids before, and it's all about, you know, making your commitment to those kids and finishing out a commitment. And I think with Coach Graham and other coaches that are in his spot, I mean, Scott Frost is going to coach the bowl game as well. He wants to finish out that commitment to them, even though he chose to leave. Graham obviously was under a bit, you know, a little bit different circumstance and context with him. But there's a bit of commitment that these guys have to their student athletes. And so, I mean, it does help me gain respect for him.
All right. And I think it helps him to gain a little respect throughout the country and for people to maybe say, look, look, this is a guy that wants to finish the job. But the truth is, I haven't gotten your take on this. What did you think about the Greg Schiano situation at Tennessee? I haven't heard your thoughts about that.
Well, that, you know, the whole thing with Schiano is, I mean, I wouldn't have had a problem hiring him. I mean, look, these guys go through the vetting process, you know, to a degree that most people don't. And if he's been vetted by an NFL team and he's been vetted by Ohio State, you know, that's good enough for me. And for a fan base to come out and just lose their collective mind and kind of ruin this guy's name a little bit, was pretty douchebag to me.
Yeah, no, I'm with
you. The truth.
I'm with you. It was awful. It was terrible. And they didn't even get it anywhere near right. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We're going to go back out to the phones and we're going to hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. I can't wait to hear what he's got to say because I know he's a big Wisconsin fan and I know he's a big Miami fan, Mike. So let's hear what this guy's got to say. Mitch, good morning. You got the Dorf Man. You got Mike Wilson. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. What's on your mind today, Mitch?
What's so good about it? I mean, really? After last night, my goodness. I mean, can you believe how Penn State is going to get screwed by winning the Big Ten Championship and Ohio State's going to get in? Oh, wait. That was last year. Wait, this year, oh, I got it. So Ohio State's going to get screwed, and they're going to put Alabama in? Or, wait a minute, can Georgia actually be screwed? I don't know. It's incredible. Here we are a year later, and we're doing the same damn thing. Yeah, dude, I am, last night, you know what? Mark Richt going for three, you know, just because you want to have three more points more than Al Golden did 2 years ago. Come on, Mark, go for the freaking touchdown already. Show some Nad, show some Kane spirit. At least Wisconsin made it a game, and it was actually nice. Wisconsin had the ball, had a chance in the fourth quarter with a final drive, but you know what? Turnovers, turnovers, turnovers. I don't know about you guys, but can you guys see this committee putting two SEC teams in and leaving the Big Ten out? As much as I'd like to screw Ohio State, but I don't know, I'd like to screw Alabama too, so I don't know what I, nothing's going to make me happy today.
You know what?
I got either Alabama or Ohio State getting in.
I think they got to go with Alabama personally. Yeah. And I think they set the precedence last year, Mitch, with exactly what you're saying. And if you ask me, I think Alabama is a better team than Ohio State. And the truth is that, look, you're right. Wisconsin had opportunities, but ultimately, I hate to say it, Ohio State had better athletes, they had better speed, and that was the difference in that football game. Wisconsin outplayed them in the second half, but Hornibrook was unable to make plays. JT Barrett made plays. You got to give credit where credit is due. Wisconsin had the world in the palm of their hands, my man, and they failed. All they had to do was win, and they lost. So they caused this havoc. It's their fault, man. I hate to say it. At the end of the day, I'm a huge Wisconsin guy myself, and they had the palm. They had the world in the palm of their hands. All they had to do was win, and they lost. They created this whole mishmash of whatever's going to happen here today. So blame on Wisconsin, my friend. Blame Wisconsin.
Well, blame Wisconsin for causing the committee to come up with some Las Cajones Mas Grande. I mean, you know, ridiculous that we're in this position. Here, there were five losers yesterday. TCU was a loser. Wisconsin was a loser. Miami was a loser. Auburn was a loser, and guess who else was a loser? Alabama was a loser. If you sat home yesterday, you are a loser. And guess what? This isn't Little League Baseball. You're not going to get a freaking trophy for sitting home and not playing a championship. You're a loser. So stay home.
Hey, wow.
Loser, all right. Stay home. Sorry. Roll Tide down the toilet and flush them and get rid of them. As much as I hate to say it, I love the Ohio State marching band. I'd rather see them.
Mitch, as always, man, what a great call. That's all I can say. What a great call. Mike,
yeah,
what do you
no,
think,
I mean, man? I can't. I mean, I'm with you. I think Alabama gets in. They didn't lose to Iowa by 31. They didn't lose to Oklahoma at home and got doubled up at home. I think the committee takes that into consideration, and I think Bama gets in. And they lost on the road at Auburn, you know, so.
I think you're right, man. Anyways, I know we got to take quick pause for the cause and wrap up this hour when we come back. So keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody.
Second and four, Ohio State to the Michigan 25. Dwayne Haskins in the shotgun. He's got Weber in the backfield with him. Mike Weber gets the give. Weber moving laterally to the right side to the 20, to the 15, to the Michigan 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Mike Weber on a 25-yard touchdown run. Throwing six more up on the board for Ohio State, who leads at 30-20.
Miami goes down. And college football again, sometimes where you least expect it, gives you drama as we head toward the college football playoff.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back, like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, people. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition, with my good buddy Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com, as well as the Dorf on Sports radio team. You can always find us on Twitter, Pigskin Opinion for Mike, Dorf on Sports, or Dorf Online for me, and check out that website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Hour number one has flown by. Hour number two is on the horizon, as we know, and we pick up SB Radio Nation for that, SB Nation Radio, I'm sorry. We pick you guys up in hour number two, and we look forward to talking to those people in Dallas and Las Vegas and throughout the country because, as we know, they love to hate us, so we love to love them back. It's just the way it works. But obviously, we got to thank Butch Estes for joining us from Barry University, and I want to thank Jim McCurdy, Assistant Sports Information Director, for helping to line that up because we're going to talk to him throughout the season. I like getting the skinny on some of those smaller universities, Mike. But real quickly, brother, what are your thoughts on Tiger Woods and his comeback in about 15 seconds or less?
You know, there's a lot to be said for it. There's a lot to wait and see because of all the back surgeries and the back problems that he's had. And until he puts four rounds of good golf together, I'm not going to be sold on this comeback.
How many comebacks can a guy have? A lot of hardware in his body at this point. I think his body's very beaten up. So ultimately, I agree with you, man. Going to be tough to see him put four rounds of golf back to back to back to back together in tournaments. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Hour number one is in the books. Hour number two on the horizon, and it's all NFL. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back. We'll